You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are with Lynn Curtis, a wardrobe supervisor, costume designer, stylist, and gift wrap enthusiast. Her love for wrapping gifts began many years ago when she worked part-time at a store called Zona in Soho wrapping gifts. During the holiday season, the setting was perfect. The smell of cedar, the glow of candles, the sound of holiday music, the taste of spiced apple cider, and the touch of raffia. She was certainly in heaven. Certainly good to have you today, Lynn, and thanks for joining us on this episode of Enterprise Radio.
My pleasure, Eric. Thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome. So tell us a little bit about yourself and how you started or got interested in gift wrapping.
I've always been a visual person, and when I worked at Zona, it was just a wonderful experience to work with other type of wrapping that was not just paper. I mean, they had boxes that they had created that were painted in a beautiful landscape. They had this beautiful colored tissue paper, and they had raw materials like raffia and burlap bags, and it was just never things I knew that could be turned into gift wrap. So from there, I just started experimenting with other things, and I just started wrapping gifts based on what I had around the house or what I saw at antique markets or flea markets that kind of interest me, and I just started using those items.
Naturally, this is a busy time of year for everyone. Do you recommend starting early on your, not only your shopping, but gift wrapping?
I'm glad you brought that up, because I do recommend starting the wrapping process early, because I think we all get overwhelmed with the prospect of, oh my gosh, I have all these gifts and now I have to wrap them. So my advice is to wrap as you go. When you get home from your shopping expedition and you put the kids to bed, just pull out two or three gifts and start wrapping then, instead of waiting, you know, for Christmas Eve like we all do and have to wrap 40 presents all at the same time.
Good advice. And I know I'm the opposite of creative when it comes to gift wrapping. Picking out presents to me is the easier part. Wrapping is certainly the other story.
It is, and I know a lot of people feel that way, so I think it's just important to take the stress out of the wrapping process. And part of that is by starting early, and the other part of that is just realizing that it doesn't have to be perfect. You know, the gift is the joy. The joy is in the giving, and the gift wrap is kind of like an added bonus. So if you get stuck, by all means, buy a gift bag that has a holiday theme and put the present in that and release the guilt. Your work is done.
What is your favorite way if wrapping a gift? Bows, ribbons, duct tape, yarn? What's your favorite way?
I have to say I'm a little bit obsessed with duct tape right now. It comes in a lot of different designs and textures. You can get candy canes. You can get something that's like Christmas bows. But I use zebra a lot, and I know that's not a normal holiday theme, but it's a nice black and white base. And then you can tie a red ribbon over that, or you can put a candy cane on top of that zebra ribbon, and it creates like a nice different approach to gift wrap.
And what are the most common items that you can use to wrap?
I often use brown paper. I know that sounds kind of basic, but it's a really nice place to start. The kids can get involved with that as well. They can create their own images. They can draw and create their own wrapping paper, and then choose other things around the house that can go on them to accessorize. I've used like Monopoly pieces, I've used Scrabble pieces, cinnamon sticks. I've gone outside and gathered acorns and spray painted those and glued those on. So, you know, there are a lot of things in your household that can be used as wrapping ideas and gifts.
I also think, you know, most people think they need to spend a ton of money to make the gift look expensive. Is this a misconception in this regard?
I do believe that's a misconception, Eric. I think that the gift just needs to be wrapped beautifully. It doesn't matter how much your notions cost. It's the end result that people are responding to. And sometimes just something basic is gorgeous, instead of having something that's overly decorated and can be kind of gaudy at times.
Today we are joined briefly by Lynn Curtis, a wardrobe supervisor, costume designer, stylist, and gift wrap enthusiast here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Lynn, sometimes an object that I purchase as a present is an odd shape, like a wine bottle, cutting board, or a keychain. What is the best way to wrap these?
I think the best way to approach an odd-shaped item when wrapping is to sometimes put it in a box. It's much easier to wrap a box than it is, say, a wine bottle. But if you want to keep the shape of that wine bottle, they sell bags in your local liquor store that have a holiday theme that you can put the wine bottle or other liquor bottle in. But what I've done in the past is I've cut off sleeves from old sweaters, and I've just stitched up the bottom of it, and I put the wine bottle in that, and then the edge that goes around the wrist, that's usually ribbed, I've shredded that, and I've added like a little bow around it. So that's kind of using something that you have laying around that you don't wear and repurposing it for a holiday gift wrapping idea.
And what would you say is the best way to jazz up a gift for the holidays?
Little small things, I think, are fun to jazz up. Oftentimes, I have used earrings because I've lost the other one, and it's just this beautiful piece of jewelry that goes unused. You can take the hook off and just adhere it to a piece of thread or a piece of twine and tie that around the gift. I've also used, like, cinnamon sticks. A lot of times I use the comic strips from the Sunday paper to wrap gifts, and I've often used pictures from travel magazines. I try to cater my gift wrapping toward the gift that I'm giving the person. So if someone's a foodie, it's nice to maybe pull out a recipe from a book and color Xerox it and then use that as a wrapping paper. And a lot of times I've added maybe just an antique fork or an antique spoon that I've picked up at a flea market and use that instead of a bow.
Great ideas. Do you offer customized gift wrapping services? And if so, how does that work?
I do offer customized gift wrapping services. Basically, we meet and we have a consultation. You give me your holiday wish list and a couple of ideas of what you'd like to purchase for that person. I will shop those gifts for them, and then I will also cater the gift wrap to go along with the gift. And if you have ideas of how you would like something wrapped, I'm certainly open to hearing those. And we just talk about it, and we develop a color story and a theme, and I just get to wrapping.
And do you offer in-home services for businesses as well, or drop-off? And if so, what are the costs?
Yes, I do. I offer in-home services, which start at $100 an hour, and that is for the shopping and the wrapping. If you just want the wrapping service, I charge $40 an hour. I can either provide the gift wrap for you, or I can use gift wrap that you have there, and I will develop a theme so people will know that the presents came from you under the tree.
Lynn, do you cover a certain region or a location?
I do. I mean, I'm basically on the East Coast, mostly New Jersey, New York, Connecticut. I have clients in Pittsburgh, so I basically come to you.
You certainly can't beat that. And tell us where folks can get more information, be in touch, and shop around, if you will.
Of course, Eric. My number is 877-789-5966, and my website is shopwrapship.com.
Beautiful, Lynn. Thanks so much. I love what you're doing, and what a lovely topic today is certainly this time of year, and certainly wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, and thanks for taking a moment to be with us on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you, Eric, and a happy holidays to you and yours.
We've been speaking with Lynn Curtis, a wardrobe supervisor, costume designer, stylist, and gift wrap enthusiast. And once again, the website of reference to get those presents wrapped in the most beautiful fashion, it's shopwrapship.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.